We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible not because we're great, but because our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week we are talking about Star Wars Visions. Joining me as always is Tim Lasers Gruber.
Pew pew pew.
And Andrew the Big Tuna Moore.
Hey Ben, hey Tim, how you guys doing?
Doing well, doing well. I anticipate this episode going long because the Star Wars.
Maybe we can show some self-control for once.
Maybe. We'll see. Lord knows I won't have
that. Oh, tuna.
So I yield my time to the gentleman in the Star Wars hat.
Oh, he's talking about you, Tim.
Now? Right now. All right, we're going into it, everybody.
Hey, yeah, we're going right into it. No. Guys, what's been going on? Anything interesting happening in y'all's life? I'm below the Mason Dixon. I can say y'all's, right?
Are you?
I am.
I feel like we need to defer to Martin Garrett for that. Oh, who knows if he's listening.
Are below. Nobody listens.
He's in Texas now, but...
Yes, the great state of Texas.
Not much. Mostly been working for me, and just watching the occasional thing. We'll get into that on what's on. But Tim, how about you?
Oh man, chilling. We've been trying to build a video studio at church. It's had so many different delays.
Wow!
But things are finally coming together.
Nice.
We got the flooring down. We got this dude to finally finish the wall that he built for us. we hung one light on our lighting grid that Dan made.
Ah, a light.
Yes, we hung one light. Honestly, we've been waiting for like 2 months for these stupid clamps. Yeah. That like a very specific type of clamp for this light. Like the worst thing. Anyway, so it's coming together.
Gotta love that supply chain.
Yeah. You know, it's a chip shortage. It's the workers at the plant don't have enough chips, so they can't cast the clamp.
You know, that's Frankie number two Fusco may be looking for an internship. He could probably learn something.
Actually, I asked him already.
Yeah, no go. No.
Yeah, no.
He's not taking unpaid internship
maybe next
anymore.
Time. Not anymore.
Oh, it's been fun around my house. I didn't get into it last week because I just didn't want to. But I took a week off of work to do some work around the house, and started with trying to replace some flooring and fix some walls, and ended with currently no floors. Ripped out the carpet and found a bunch of water damage in the wall.
Oh my goodness!
Like a whole wall practically needs to be replaced. So.
That's rough, dude.
That's fun. We're currently not using that. We have a giant tarp up. And the worst part is, like, so I don't live in a huge house. That room is probably, like, 25% of our main living space.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So.
Got to work around
it. It was our main, entrance to the house that we use. Like, we use it constantly. And so that's been fun. But hopefully now we're in a spot to actually start getting fixed, and windows are like 5 or 6 weeks to be delivered.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
That's fun.
What are you on now? Windows 10. what are we talking?
October 5th, baby. October 5th, getting that Windows 11
on your Windows. Apple computer.
Yeah, that story took a pivot. But yeah,
who
so
would do that?
this. Yeah, that's what's been going on in my life. Shall we talk about what I've been watching?
There you go, Ben.
See, so the thing is, none of us can hear it, so we just have to sit here awkwardly until Tuna somehow throws it back to us.
None of us, and sometimes there's a delay,
yeah,
and
it doesn't. It's not the ideal setup, but we're getting there. In there, at least I'm on the very top of the stream where I belong. So
I
on the
did that
pyramid.
intentionally, to be honest, Ben.
Yeah, I as you should, as you are contractually obligated to do.
The podcast is a pyramid scheme,
Yes.
is basically what we're saying. And
Ben
Ben's
is
at the top.
clearly, he is the face of Incredible Critics.
For better or mostly worse.
We'll let
You been
Frankie
watching
tell us
anything?
that. Actually, yeah, our movie group, weekend movie group, has been watching the Matrix trilogy recently. We've gotten
Nice.
the fir through the first two. Yeah,
Okay.
I mean, I've always loved the first one. The first one will always hold a special place in my heart, and for good reason. It's an excellent movie,
Absolutely. It is
groundbreaking.
solid.
And
Solid.
what I was most surprised at is upon rewatching the second one, it wasn't as bad as I remembered it being.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be way cringier. I thought it was going to take story beats that were just way more absurd and boring. And like the beginning is honestly kind of the only part to me that felt really off with the like rave and like the really sensual parts.
I was gonna say the French restaurant didn't wasn't absurd to
I
you.
mean, it's a little
Yeah.
absurd, but like in the same way that the Matrix in and as a whole is kind of
Yeah.
weird, and it kind of has that, I don't know, the internet, just the internet's a weird place. So I guess now in retrospect it doesn't feel as weird
In
with what I've seen
retrospect,
on the
not that
web.
weird.
But
Weird, but not that
that's fair.
weird.
Yeah, I don't know, it didn't bother me as much as I thought it would. I enjoyed it a lot more than I anticipated. I know the third one will not be that way. That is pretty unequivocally bad, but
I feel like the kind of ramp that they take the second movie on, just like slowly ramps up
yeah.
towards the end, and then when you hit the third movie, you're off the ramp. Like
Yeah.
I think it's pretty quick. You should report back to us, but I'm pretty sure it's like pretty quick in the third movie. It's just you're off the rails. You're like you're on a train track now.
That's
There's ghosts.
a good
There's ghost
analogy.
programs trying to, you know.
Yeah, my main issue with the trilogy as a whole, which I think I talked about it a couple weeks ago because I finished rewatching it, is like Neo is the audience surrogate, right? So the whole first movie you're spent getting involved, like learning about this world through his eyes. And then the second movie completely abandons that and thinks that you care about any other character that you've been introduced to,
That's fair.
right? Like
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah,
care about
it's
some
like
dude's girlfriend in Zion that I just met 60 seconds ago, and you've given me a grand total of 60 seconds of screen time to develop a relationship with this person, and now we're going to spend 5 minutes in a battle with her. Like, I don't care about her or what happens to her.
It probably would have been different if they had introduced a new person that was just as fresh that tagged along with the
Well,
audience again, like to replace the Neo, kind of like an audience point of view
Neo is
person and
still
not some.
learning everything, though, right? So
Right.
the
Yeah,
story
that's
could
true.
still
That's
be
true. In the
told through
second one,
his
yeah.
eyes. The only thing that I'll say is that I know that there was a lot of crossover between like the anime. It was one of the first movies that had a strong video game tie-in. So like some of those
Oh, that's
characters were
true.
developed in the
Enter the
video
Matrix.
games.
Enter the Matrix was
Right.
so good.
I mean, it was
Yeah.
huge. I don't think I played it, but so that's the only thing that I'll say is that I think they relied a little too heavily on some of that integration to try to make to flesh out some of those characters. And so when you watch it 20 years later, it just falls completely flat. But I was
That's, yeah, I
surprised.
think.
Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say maybe in that respect it was like a little bit ahead of its time because I think nowadays that kind of thing would make total sense to like space out like we're having a movie then there's a video game that's connected to it heavily and then there's another movie and then there's a comic book
But
and that's like
they don't rely on that connection now, right? If I watch
yeah
the newest Marvel
right
movie, I get more out of it from watching the last 15, but I don't
yeah.
need to have watched the
But they,
last 15.
right,
Unless
and I
you're
think that's kind
Star
of the
Wars,
difference.
the Star Wars sequels, I guess, for some reason.
That's fair. But yeah, I also didn't mind. Like, I enjoyed the second and third one much more than I remembered liking them the first time. And I'm excited for the fourth one coming out.
Yeah, how about what
Hey,
have you
have
guys
you been
been
watching
watching?
anything?
Yeah.
Oh, that lag, man.
yeah.
Why is it looking real bad tonight?
It is weird. It's only you two. It's because Frankie's not here to absorb all the lag for
There
us,
you
is
go.
what it is. But yeah, this week, I told you guys the other week we've been watching the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans, because of possible
So good.
connections to the next
So
Spider-Man.
good.
And
Speaking of going off the rails, you watched.
we watched the third one. Oh my. Where to begin? Where to begin?
I think
First
you
of
have to
all,
begin by
it.
moving your hair to the side over your eye.
Now dig on
All
this.
emo
That
look.
movie. Here's what my takeaway was from that movie. Because the second one was still so, it still was really good. It was like slightly dated, but in a way that it's kind of like it's a comic book movie set in the early 2000s. You know what I mean? Like, but this third one, my takeaway is that for whatever reason, with studio interference and Sam Raimi not being able to and having to smash like Sam Raimi having to smash a bunch of story into one movie that he wanted to put in three more movies, they leaned so hard into like the most absurd things in the first movie. And some of the stuff that was like slightly silly in the second movie, and for some reason they ramped all that up to 11. My girls thought it was hilarious and so stupid in some parts. Like, they're like, "Why is he dancing? What a weirdo!" And like, honestly, I was laughing so hard
Not wrong.
because he's supposed to be a super weird. Like, for some reason. Sam Raimi was like, "Oh, he just needs to be a weirdo right now. And so we're gonna make him the stupidest weirdo ever, and he's gonna be dancing down the street." And if you watch that scene, like everybody passing him is like, "What's this dude's problem? Is he on drugs?" Like, they're all looking around like, "What is going on? This
I want
random
to
dude
know,
just
how did
like..."
an entire production crew show up on that day and nobody went, is this what we want to do? Is this in a Spider-Man movie?
And to think it was like only when did it come out? 2007? I mean, it came out
Oh, I thought it was earlier
shortly
than that.
before Iron Man. No, I think Spider-Man 3 came out
You're
our
probably
the end
right,
of our
yeah.
freshman year at Valley Forge. I went to that movie at the United Artists in King of Prussia at the 3 a.m. showing,
Oh, gosh.
and I was in line for 5 hours or
Oh,
more,
man, I'm so
and
sorry. Yeah, you're right,
it was
2007. It was so stupid. And when did Iron Man come out? Because it really is, those movies are so way closer together than people remember, time wise.
2008,
That's
I don't
wild.
have.
But original Iron Man is like next level compared to this. It's so good. Anyways.
Spider-Man 3 came out in May 4th, 2008.
Yeah. Oh,
And
2008?
I'm
No,
sorry, 2007.
2007,
May 4th,
Spider-Man.
2007.
Yeah. And
And
Iron Man was the next May.
next
Is
year,
that
no,
what
May
that is that what
2nd,
it is?
2008.
Yeah.
Year
It's just
one.
crazy though. That's crazy to think about. And yeah, whenever X-Men 3 came out too, but it's just crazy. Anyways, it was my girls are digging it. They can't wait to watch the Andrew Garfield Spider-Mans next. And yeah, there's so much more I could say. Maybe we should do a special episode on Spider-Mans.
No,
Because
because then I'd have to watch them. No. No.
speaking of, what
All
have you
right,
been watching, Ben?
well, I was gonna say, we'll skip what I've been watching, because what I've been watching is 25 years old anyway, so we'll get into that at some other point. Let's go ahead, and I want to give, again, yield the floor to the gentleman in the Star Wars hat and talk about Star Wars Visions.
by the Force since you were born.
At last, the moment arrives.
It's the first time I've confronted such darkness.
Here's some money. Go see a Star Wars.
Well, it wasn't quite 8 o'clock, but close enough.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. Nobody listens or watches. So, except you, Sammy.
We got Sam. We got Sam.
Yeah, Sam MVP for Sam's the like night.
The real MVP.
That was proof. That promo was proof that Tuna had too much time on his hands this weekend.
That was today. I mean, I believe it or not, okay, or it was like an hour.
Honestly, and I told you guys in the chat, but it's such good like Toonami vibes.
Oh yeah,
with the music and the anime and the so good, so good.
Here's some money. Go see a Star Wars.
Speaking of so good, I really enjoyed this series overall. How about you, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, same. It's pretty much like any anime anthology series. There's gonna be a few duds, but overall, the idea behind it and the execution was chef's kiss.
Ben, yeah, did so you see that, it?
Ben?
For anybody that doesn't know, Star Wars Visions is an anthology series, according to IMDb, the IMDb synopsis, that will see some of the world's best anime creators bring their talent to the beloved universe. It's on Disney Plus. All the episodes are already out, which I think is the first time that they've done that. There's 9 episodes. They're like 15 to 20 minutes long. I've watched most of it. I won't sit here and say I've finished all of it. I've watched most of it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. As the I'm not a Star Wars fan, but I'm certainly not as strong of a fan as you guys. I enjoyed the series too. You know, it's not without its complaints, but I think that Disney is really smart in these series that they're doing. You know, What If with the Marvel Universe, now Visions with Star Wars, because it's such low risk, mm-hmm. right? You're not going to spend $100 million to come out with this series, and who knows whether or not fans like it. Like, you know, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you know, so it's such a low risk. If there's a dud, like you said, who cares? It's just one of the series. Like, nobody's gonna judge the series based on that 1, 2, or 3 bad episodes, as opposed to a series where I think they would. So I think they're really smart in doing this. I think that the art, like, each one has its own art direction,
mm-hmm.
so it's just kind of a really fun way to watch it. I haven't watched many anime anthology series. Is that a typical thing to do?
I mean, I don't think there's like a ton of them, but we just talked about the Matrix, the Animatrix, which was like the biggest one for me, like the first major one, which I think honestly may have had a few more duds than this did percentage wise, but I enjoyed that. But it's the same idea. There was maybe one or two anime houses that did 2 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, 7 total,
which is,
I think.
Which is interesting.
For this.
Yeah. So 2 of them did like more than 1 episode. Mm-hmm. But honestly, the episodes that they did still vastly different. Like, I think those are studios that basically have multiple like teams working mm-hmm. on things, and they just let a director in that studio run with an idea and an art direction and all that stuff.
I
you know, they're short episodes. They're like 15 to 20 minutes. My main question with this show, which I have yet to figure out, is like, who exactly is the target audience for them? Because like, It's animated.
Yeah.
Is it kids? But it's Japanese anime, so
I think it really is more people like in their 30s and 40s, but it's Star Wars as a whole is like supposed to be for everyone and supposed to be extra for kids. I think most of these episodes are super kid friendly. Like, would know there's only a few that I'd be like, I don't know,
kind of on the fence a little bit. But even
so, like,
even
it those... feels. Sorry,
no, you're
I was
good.
Gonna say it feels like it's made for adults, but like every single episode has this one moment, and it gets me every time, and it's so annoying. And it's like a minute of exposition explaining everything you need to know for the episode.
That's an anime trope right there.
Is it? It's a show.
I think part of it is also, though, just the extremely limited time in which these stories
Absolutely.
Were told.
Yes.
Which is one of my complaints. But if I may, I'd like to go over what I like about it first, and then go over what I didn't like.
I need more time to complain.
you touched on it before, though, Ben, that with the visuals, that these were all really different visually, despite all of it being anime, and it was all beautifully animated, which is somewhat to be expected for a project backed by Disney, or at least supported by Disney. All of the animation studios, all of the companies, these animation companies that did this, do phenomenal work, and their style, I think, is recognizable for other people who may be fans of anime in general. There are definitely some signature styles there that are similar to some other big titles that are out currently. But in addition to the animation, the voice acting on both the English dubs and the subbed Japanese subtitles is pretty solid. With some big names in the English dub, including Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Neil Patrick Harris. Those are the two I only remember off the top of my head because my coworker Ethan was gushing about it the other day, and how funny it was to him to hear Joseph Gordon-Levitt voicing a Jedi teenage singer.
Ethan, wasn't that the main character of like the fifth episode? Like.
The second episode, I think, actually, wasn't it? Was it the one?
Was it the
singer?
The second one is Tatooine Rhapsody. That's the
the
one with the
ninth Jedi. I thought.
Oh, the ninth Jedi. You're right. Has the kid named Ethan, the Jedi Padawan named Ethan.
And like, that's a fine
Ethan.
No, nobody named Ethan. You know, well, write the show because that you know. No, there's
it
no such thing as bad
publicity. Sounds cooler in Japanese, Ben.
But I was gonna say,
I'm
like,
just saying.
Them when they said Ethan, I was like, wait, what? Like, it's like the only like normal name in the entire. Well,
Luke?
I only watched five episodes. No, I know Luke. I'm talking about.
Oh,
like,
in the show,
Luke,
in the show,
in this whole show.
That's also
show
kind of an anime trope too, where there'll be episodes, or rather shows that have like all the characters have some very different name or a Japanese name or just a fantasy name, and then somebody will be called like
the
Joe
plainest.
Or something. Yeah, just like this very just
that
plain Jane
way
name.
Way off guard. Way off guard. Again, it's a fine name. I'm not trying to offend anybody. But it just felt so misplaced. Like they should have named him Bob, right? Like they were just like all of a sudden this Jedi shows up. Hey Bob, like what? It did not fit.
Yeah, no, that's definitely an anime trope. It didn't like really. I didn't think about it until you mentioned it, but yeah, that I could see that being jarring, or a little off-putting, or at least it could take you out of it. There were a number of
Margrave Juro and then Ethan.
You're not wrong.
I love that.
Sorry, continue with what you were saying was good.
The music is also excellent. It's not all doesn't really carry a lot of Star Wars motifs necessarily, but it's all really interesting. Definitely has some the Japanese orchestral arrangement vibes in a lot of them. I mean, which makes sense. I believe they had the studios do all of it, including the music. So I thought that was a nice refreshing take on Star Wars scoring. And overall, just the worlds that were presented and the settings that were presented felt more imaginative than, in my opinion, most of the stuff we got in the sequels. I would love
except The Last Jedi.
Except all of the sequels. I would love to see a number of these episodes turned into full-blown shows, and I'm really hoping that they are exploring those possibilities. On that front, I think one of the things I did not care about for this series was, one of the things I don't really like, but I understand the reason for it. The episodes are so short. Like, only two of them, I think, are 20 minutes or more, and they don't top 22 minutes, any of them. The average runtime is probably like 16 minutes. So they're very short, which gives you very little time to establish characters and a plot and a setting in a full way. A couple of them get close to doing a pretty good job of it. But that's why you get a lot of the exposition dump. Expedition dumps, too, though, are, again, a major trope of anime. So, and if you've watched a fair amount of anime, you just kind of get used to it, and just in one ear, out the other. But it's definitely kind of off-putting, especially in a Star Wars setting, where you know a lot about the Star Wars universe as a whole already if you're a fan, and you don't really need all this. Just show, don't tell.
If the dump isn't a scroll at the very beginning of the show, then what are you doing?
Seriously.
You know, in the later seasons of The Office, when Will Ferrell is the boss and Jim and Pam try to get him to care about the baby, and he goes, "You can put that baby in a list of babies that I don't care about." That's how I feel about every exposition dump. I was like, "You can put that in a list of information I don't care about." Like, it's just, it's nothing.
That's absolutely fair.
Him?
Yeah. I mean, I'm with Andrew. Honestly, I think what could be a cool way to continue Star Wars Visions would be not necessarily to give people, like, not necessarily to get 10 different people to make 10 different things, but, like, imagine how cool it would be to have each season be 6 episodes, like, full-length episodes. About one mini, like a mini series, basically from the same studio. And the next season is just a totally different story, totally different reimagining of Star Wars. I think the biggest strength was they literally gave these studios free reign to do whatever in Star Wars. And I'm sure they gave them some guidelines of some kind, but honestly, it goes from like an ancient samurai story to like this ridiculous concert with a Jedi Padawan.
That was a hard pivot. That was a tough one to go for.
I love that. Yeah, I love both of those episodes.
And then to like this Astro Boy episode that's just straight up, we're putting Astro Boy in Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then, it just varied so wildly, which was, and I think, a strength. And then for the episodes that didn't quite make it, obviously that was also the kind of the downfall of those episodes, was they were just a little too samey or a little too weird.
Some of them, I felt they tried too hard to be like, bring that anime weirdness to Star Wars, and it came across as trying too hard. Like the band episode, I think, works. It is very weird. It's very not Star Wars, but it's cute, and there's enough charm to it that it works. Whereas the episode, I think it's called The Twins, that one, I feel like it's trying too hard to bring too much of that action over the topness of anime, and again, just doesn't land for that particular episode. I know Frank.
That's the one where they are in space.
Yeah,
and they don't need helmets, but then the droid protocol droid.
Yeah.
Has a helmet and a jetpack. That's the one.
What?
They're just like space Jedi, space Leia in The Last Jedi. You know.
If anything, this seems like the show that should be released week to week. Because you should not be binging these episodes. That's not the way.
If they were 30 minutes long, I
Yeah.
would say sure. Or 40, I would say let's do that. That sounds like fun.
But don't you think it does a
Because
disservice to go from one to the next one when it pivots so drastically?
yeah, I mean, I do get that, but like in the same way, what if dropping week to week and for six episodes, they're not connected, and we'll see how connected What If
Yeah.
gets at the end of the season. But like,
Well, maybe don't do it every week.
those
Maybe do
ones
it
I wish I could just run through.
like every other day, right? Like you like
Yeah.
do something like do have it be like this 2 week event where every other day an episode is dropping. Just something weird like that,
That would
so
be cool.
it
Yeah.
forces you to not go from
Side by
this
side.
60s samurai, like you said.
I think, yeah, and just to speak like logistically, I'm thinking Disney's like, okay, we're already doing What If every week. We can't do another kind of anthology that's week to week that's animated. And then they're also probably thinking if we wait too long, then it bumps right into the Book of Boba Fett in December. And I don't know. I think every other day could be really cool and very different. I think there's a lot of potential. I think overall what I get from this is there's so much cool potential from
Yeah.
the idea and from the execution of the really good episodes that I'm like, Disney should just keep throwing money at this.
Oh, sure.
And
Well,
if it's weird, like it ends up being weird,
and I
like
can't I've been looking for like the budget for this because I'm curious how much they've actually spent on it. But you gotta imagine it's not in like the 60, 80 million like
Yeah,
something
no
like
way.
Captain and the or Falcon and the Winter Soldier are.
Right.
You're that most talking maybe a 10 to 15 million budget for the whole season, and that's probably even generous. So like yeah, throw some money at it. There's also a good way of getting like some cheap pilots to figure out like what's gonna
Yes,
work.
exactly. Yeah.
We can just throw out like here's just like 15 pilots and let's see what people really talk about.
Honestly, Ben, I think if they look at it like that, they would not necessarily even have to continue the stories they already did. But if they find, like, oh, this specific one
Yeah.
that's this genre, and it's animated and it's Star Wars works so well, we will do a series similar enough to that and have it be canon and have people like be invested in it. Yeah.
The other thing that bothered me about the show, is there are a few times when like, well, two things. There are a few times when it like really leans heavily into like famous Star Wars things, right? Like when I think it's that third episode when the one character is like they were right, there is no try or whatever. It's like so poorly written and like just thrown in there just to get people to
The
be like,
writing
oh, he
for that
said the
one's
thing.
awful.
He said the thing. And it's just like, it's that, yeah, ugh.
Kyber crystal
And
battle suits.
yeah, right.
That
I
whole episode
feel like
was.
that's paying homage to a show called Kill la Kill, which is all about battle suits. I
Yeah.
won't watch it because it's too fan servicey.
Yeah.
But I think it's the same studio that did that show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised. Like there was honestly there was like super heavy homage in like that one, the Astro Boy episode, some of the other ones. But again, in some ways I think it works okay, and in other ways I'm like that Twins episode was just. I think my kids are gonna love it, and I think it's so crazy and weird. And why? I don't know. I
Hold
forget the
around.
second thing that I was gonna say that bothered me. I'll see if I remember it.
Well,
Well,
while
I
you're
mean,
trying to
just to go
remember it,
back.
go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say real quick, just to go back to what you're saying, Ben. It's like, who's the target audience?
Yeah.
I think the style and it varies episode to episode. Like the Astro Boy episode, I was just like. Okay, this is so lame. I know it's Astro Boy. I think my kids will like it because it's so silly. and they could probably do a silly preschool kid show with this droid boy, but like not for me
I
at
remember
all.
the I
And
remember the
then,
other thing. Oh, go ahead.
oh, just the very next episode is The Elder, where it's like this
Yeah,
creepy old,
really.
super old Sith dude that's just
Tonal
like
shift.
stabbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing that I don't understand, and this is kind of Star Wars in general, but particularly in this, is like, why are all the good people so obviously good and the bad characters so obviously the bad?
The mainline Star Wars stuff, it really needs more nuance, which is again why,
Yeah.
not to beat a dead horse, but why I'd love to see them do some more Old Republic or other time period stuff. Maybe we'll get some of that eventually with this High Republic era that they've written in these books and other material. Yeah, that was a mild complaint I had about the show too, that Frankie said, oh well, they weren't all set in this time period, but for the most part, most of the episodes take place in the same like 60 to 80 year time span that all the movies fit into. No, I don't have a problem with that in general, but it's like what Ben said. I would like to see more nuance and more new areas of the galaxy explored, new characters. Not every character has to be a Jedi.
Well, and I thought that the twin episode was I think it was the twin episode, was gonna like start to get there because it's like, she starts talking about how they start talking about how like the one views this as like just a sign of despair and the other one views this as like gonna be able to save the galaxy. It's like that's like dive into that concept like
Well, yeah.
real hard. Like
And
that'd be
even
really
like the
interesting.
brother specifically was like, I don't even care. Like, I just, we're just brother and sister, and I don't want you to be stupid and die. And she's like, I'm gonna conquer everything. And he's like, who cares?
So it's like they like just scratch the surface of some really interesting concepts, and it's like, no, like that's what I want you to dive into
And
and
Disney,
really
please
explore.
listen to Ben. Like, we don't want just like this
Disney, we know you are one of
15-minute
our three
peak.
listeners.
Yeah, don't listen. Don't listen. Don't do just the 15-minute pilots. Like, just give us more stuff like this, I guess. I don't know. Frankie gave us his 5-word review of the show. He couldn't make it tonight, but he
Couldn't
said,
make it, but he, sent in his review to make sure that we got it in for him. So go ahead. Go
"Make more Clone Wars, please." That's his
ahead.
5-word review.
Listen,
And he says his longer review,
I just did that. I
it
don't.
was pretty good. Definitely worth a watch if you like Star Wars and Japanese animation. If you don't like anime but like Star Wars, 25% chance you'll like it. Pretty cool idea for a show, though.
Yeah.
If I had a 5-word review, it'd probably be "More the Ninth Jedi, please."
Oh yeah,
That episode
that one
was
was good, but
pretty good.
I didn't, it wasn't crazy to me.
I'd take the first episode as well.
I actually really liked the Village Bride. I
That
kind of
was
thought that one was fun.
gonna be my
That was
other
good.
pick. More the Village
But
Bride, please.
what was your guys' favorite episode? Why don't we end there and discuss what everyone's
Oh man.
favorite episode was? I'll start because I think it was the like. I think it hits the ground running with the duel. And like that's like the to me, well, Tatooine Rhapsody might be the biggest swing, but the duel was like such a big swing. It was like, oh, what, yeah, what am I watching? Is this Star Wars? Is this a Star Wars? The star go see a Star War. I really enjoyed it. At first I thought I was gonna really not like the art style, because I don't like when things, it makes more sense for it to be black and white if it were drawn, but I usually don't like things that are black and white. But then they use color in very interesting ways, and I thought that it worked incredibly well. I don't remember the exposition dump in that episode. I'm not, I don't think there
There
was
was I don't think
one.
there was actually. It
So I
was
think,
just you ju it just starts and you're in the village and he shows up. Yeah.
And like until it gets, until lightsabers come out, this could have just been,
Anything.
anything.
Yeah.
It could have just been set in
A
any
space
world, and
samurai.
with a little bit
Yeah.
of a twist with that too, which was interesting.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed that one. I thought it was the strongest storytelling. And yeah, I've yet to find one that was that strong.
Yeah, the Village Bride would be my favorite episode if it wasn't for the fact that to me the story beats just felt too similar. It's just there's a planet or a tribe under attack and a lone wanderer saves the day. And it's the same story as The Duel, The Ninth Jedi. I don't think it hits the story beats quite as well. It doesn't give you the characterization quite as well. The atmosphere isn't created quite as nicely as in The Village Bride, but I think the overall setting and story that it's telling is more interesting, more unique, and especially the twist involved in that episode as well. But between that, The Duel and The Village Bride, those are all three my favorite episodes, all for the but for animation, for music, and for setting. Like you said, Ben, they all I think they wrapped it up pretty nicely in those three.
Tim, what was your favorite?
Yeah, I mean, man, those three are solid. Honestly, I really did like The Elder a lot. I feel like it kind of perfectly captured the Jedi vibes of a master and an apprentice and just life for them. Like, that's the kind of stuff I would rather have seen than all the Clone Wars garb. Like, there's a lot of garbage in the clone. Like, I like the Clone Wars a lot, but there's a lot of just like really stupid stuff with Anakin and Obi-Wan because they're kind of written into a corner. I mean, that's just the reality. But like the Master Padawan stuff in that one is a lot more like the new books, like you were just talking about that was like in the golden
The
era for
High
the Jedi.
Republic stuff.
Yeah, the High Republic. So that's like a close second though. I honestly love the Ninth Jedi was mine too. Like I think, yeah, maybe the beats aren't all there, but I think the ideas in that one could be fleshed out into something way bigger. And I love the idea that it's potentially set in the distant future.
Yeah, it could kind of be
Like
anywhere.
from how it's set up with the narrator at the beginning, it literally could be at any time. It could be in the distant past or the distant future. Like it was kind of untethered from the normal Star Wars stuff. And it kind of took some ideas about the Kyber crystals and didn't make them weird, like the twins episode. So I gotta say the Ninth Jedi.
Good stuff.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, you know, it's definitely solid. I just didn't enjoy it as much as The Duel, but that's probably because The Duel was the least Star Warsy of all of them.
It was the
Tuna.
most samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuna, where can people connect with us and let us know their favorite episode of Star Wars Vision?
Well, you can find us on Facebook.com/IncredibleCritics, Twitter at 3CriticsPod. I don't think anybody still runs it, but we have an Instagram. Look us up, Incredible Critics. Leave a
Did that
review on
password
Apple
work, by the way?
Podcasts. I didn't try it yet.
Okay, all right.
It's the same as my luggage, so it should be good. Well, thanks for watching, everybody. Sammy, we appreciate you. Ben, sign us off.
I mean, I can't hear it, so I have no idea when to end.
And it ended. I think. I don't know either, actually.
No,
And
oh,
now
that
we're
was
done.
great. I was just trying to time it perfectly, but
And now
it's all
we're done.
good.
Wait, no,
Now
and
we're
now we're
done.
done.
And now
And
we're
now
done.
we're